A well-known Labour peer and millionaire media executive who combines producing and presenting an iconic television arts programme with a high-profile role as a BBC radio broadcaster is surely and undislodgeably a member of the establishment, an insider's insider. And yet one suspects that Melvyn Bragg, first and foremost an excellent novelist, librettist and biographer, still believes himself to be on the outside looking in. And this is not the exculpatory, self-deluding solace of a compromiser compromised. It may well be that it is precisely this stance that impels rebels with applause, those licensed mavericks who attain insider status not merely by affecting to despise it, but whose corporate credentials are burnished by the snoots they cock, the hoots they do not give. Or perhaps I should say, we do not give. For once, I was a mini-me Melvyn, with a broadcasting bailiwick and books of my own, a bohemian with a PA and a pension plan, busy being a beatnik on expenses. Scottish television's house-trained house poet, climbing up by dressing down, getting on by sounding off. There he goes again, until I did go. Freelance. In truth, I'd gone AWOL from my ethically viable and morally authentic self some years before that severance. Existentially alienated, I was on the outside peering in at the hollowness of my humanity and complacently cosy on the prestigious and profitable inside, gazing out at authors who self-identified as writers took court, the poets and playwrights I'd been enviously interviewing and making films about. But I went off in more ways than one, and turned out to be wrong about writing, and the sort of outsider I was, and writer. That's me, television executive and writer, radio producer and writer, filmmaker and writer. I'd sought example from unreliable role models, the geniuses for whom being a writer is being. John Houseman was the producer, script doctor and editor who managed and enabled Orson Welles. His autobiography is the masterpiece of an outstanding prose stylist. Stuart Hood, a fellow Scot, managed to be an ardent Marxist, a magisterial controller of BBC Two, and a fine novelist. Peter Hall's account of his tenure at the National Theatre has the dash, dazzle, and authority of a born communicator. Insider, outsiders, all three, of great and good, compelling consequence, and writers. In F. Scott Fitzgerald's subversively sly Pat Hobby stories, all the eponymous hack screenwriter wants, having been fired into freelancehood, is a desk on the lot, commissary lunches, and a script girl to type up his treatments and scenarios. Wordsmiths like Pat, like me, can turn a phrase and a sixpence whilst yearning for larger and more dependable literal denominations. I'm composing this talk on a terrace in Bayonne. Balconies beguile, the inside as outside. I write, yet never call myself a writer. Always feel a bit of a fraud, lacking the calling and the core. A contrarian, a leftist, unconventional of course. A speaker, or at least a whisperer of truth to power. A deplorer of careerist cant. A dissident, a resistant, a no-joiner temperamentally. I've been an outsider since I found myself expelled from the womb. And yet, where once I led, directed, motivated and inspired, shooting trouble and documentaries, now, often, I only just manage. Many's the morning, the siren call of salary and status, power and position assails my ears. Writing can be running things. Dionysius is only half the battle. Victory over our unruly natures requires the binary backup of Apollo to ensure success. Between breakdown and breakthrough, Melvyn Bragg, as genuinely talented a writer as he is a culturecrat, public intellectual and broadcaster, realised this. And that knocking you can hear? A company man and writer trying to get back in.